The National Park Service celebrated its 100th year of existence recently. Now, the beloved federal agency is trying to figure out how to make it through the next century while keeping the national parks unimpaired for future generations. Penny Preston reports some are concerned new funding sources may put corporate logos in the parks.
144 years after Yellowstone National Park was established, people from around the world still gasp and cheer when Old Faithful erupts. Yellowstone was created by an act of Congress in 1872. It was not only America's first national park, it was the world's first national park.
I was 57 years old at the creation of the national parks.
That was Theodore Roosevelt, or actually Joe Wiegand of Manitou Springs, Colorado, presenting as Theodore Roosevelt at a Yellowstone news conference on the National Park Service's 100th anniversary. He made it clear people are often mistaken about his part in the park story. He did not help create Yellowstone National Park.
I was 13. That's how old I was when I got my glasses.
But the former president did create five national parks during his administration and acted to protect Yellowstone and dedicated the famous arch in Gardner, Montana.
That was 1903, April 4th, 1903, and I had just emerged from a two-week holiday camping beneath the canvas.
Several thousand people gathered under the Roosevelt Arch August 25th, 2016, to celebrate the National Park Service's centennial. The event featured Secretary of the Interior Sally Jewell and National Park Service Director John Jarvis, who painted a dark picture of the service's present and future.
We're facing a $12 billion maintenance backlog. The organization itself has gotten smaller as a result of sort of chronic underfunding.
Jarvis compared the National Park Service's centennial situation to its financial status during the 50th anniversary.
The National Park Service in the post-war era was chronically underfunded, very little political support, and many of the parks have been closed.
Jarvis pointed to a mid-century public-private campaign that helped save the national parks.
Mission 66 was see the USA in your Chevrolet.
So Jarvis said the Park Service has started a new campaign, Find Your Park, to engage new audiences, especially millennials. And he is loosening funding regulations to bring in more money.
As we went into the centennial, we sought out corporate and private philanthropy.
That brought questions of concern from members of the press. Are our parks' good names being sold to the highest bidder?
We didn't offer, and nor would we accept, the renaming of facilities or logos or billboards or any of that. You got to trust us that we're not doing that.
Yellowstone Superintendent Dan Wink added,
projects are not done because a donor wants something done. Projects are done because it's our priority, and then we seek funding to get that project done.
Then President Roosevelt, a.k.a. actor Joe Wiegand, chimed in.
If those same efforts were attempted to go through the appropriations process in Congress, I don't believe that the opportunity to implement good programs would be as efficiently done.
Funding is just one of the big challenges that faced the National Park Service in its second century. Record crowds, including some international visitors, challenge park roads, toilets, delicate thermal features, and even the animals. Director John Jarvis.
We're experiencing folks that are not accustomed to being in wild places and following the rules.
Then there's climate change. The national parks and adjacent forest in Wyoming are on fire right now.
Fires are burning as much as a month longer in fire season. They're burning hotter.
And the snow and ice is melting.
Our scientists predict within 20 or 25 years there will be no glaciers in Glacier National Park.
If the future seems bleak for America's national parks, we might look back to the history of the first national park, Yellowstone. Center of the West historian Jeremy Johnston and Cody says there was no funding at the beginning. None.
There's accounts of, for example, one group of market hunters that killed over 2,000 animals in just one season.
And the delicate thermal features?
The early visitors would carve their names into the geothermal formations. They would take their trash and they'd throw it in Old Faithful Geyser just to see it shoot up in the air.
So Yellowstone and the National Park Service have survived unbelievable challenges. Maybe they will again. From Yellowstone, Penny Preston for Wyoming Public Radio.